Suzanne Hunter in the world of arts and entertainment review for the show Pure Imagination, the songs of Leslie Bricus, which began its run in September and which finishes on the 17th of October. Now, regular listeners to the World of Arts and Entertainment show would have heard me speaking of this show. As for me, the combination of Leslie Bricus penned songs being performed by a company of class singers to include legendary West End star Dave Willetts sounded an absolute winner on paper. And I'm delighted to say that this show far exceeded any of my expectations, and I have to say they were pretty high to start with. But I do not exaggerate when I say all of the West End and regional shows I've seen this year pale into insignificance compared to this show. It really is the best. If you see nothing else this year, you must see this. Now, I can guarantee you a most memorable experience that will stay with you for a very long time. Now, you're going to recognise many of the stunning songs if you love your musical theatre and your film, created by Leslie Bricus, and there really is something for everyone. Bond fans will know Leslie Bricus created the lyrics for You Only Live Twice, Mr. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and Goldfinger, collaborating with John Barry. Now, of course, Leslie Bricus really was the man with the golden pen, lyrically, and this hugely talented cast deliver every song into an absolute gem. The cast and production team definitely have the Midas touch. And when it comes to Goldfinger, no one tried to emulate Shirley Bassey, nothing as predictable as that. And Dave Willetts and the entire cast harmonised and came together to deliver this song with originality, great feeling, and not least with some fabulous humour. Now, we're invited right from the start to come with me and experience a world of pure imagination. And the imagination of Leslie Bricus is a fertile and delightful one. Kids and children alike in the audience all have smiles on their faces as you look around, and we're very much transported into Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, where indeed the glorious song comes from. Now, the character of the Joker is played by wonderful energy, charm and physicality by one of my former guests, Giles Torreira. Now, with this show, when you attend, you too, like Charlie, I think will feel that you've won the golden ticket. Now, forgive my gushing, but the show really does delight on so many levels. The Candyman can and does bring you a smile. We have a good old knees up with a fantastic London medley, which makes us feel like we're on the set of Oliver, but in fact actually comes from the Sherlock Holmes, the musical. Kind of Oompa-inspired thank you very much from Scrooge is brilliantly done by the company, and Julie Atherton gives it great energy and charm. In fact, the whole company were just astounding in that medley, which gave us sing-along classics and also clapping to My Old Man's a Dustman, the Lonnie Donegan song that Leslie wrote under a pseudonym. Now, though I may not be a lyricist myself, I could wax lyrical about this classy, comic at times, and beautifully thought-out show. It really has a wonderful flow to it. The set is a sort of glorious, gorgeous purple swirl, very much in keeping with Charlie and the Chocolate Factory branding, and praise to Tim Goodman for his design. Now, the swirl alongside the strategically placed manuscripts strewn on the floor gives a very kind of early rehearsal feel, a kind of intimate review cabaret style. But such was the strength, presence and sheer vocal prowess of the cast that much of the time, though intimate and heartfelt, we really felt like we were watching an entire chorus. Now, of course, the set with those swirls really gives us the feeling of a kaleidoscope, and it was a kaleidoscope of so many varied songs, which were an absolute joy, and the expression of them regularly had me feeling goosebumps, a rarity in today's churn-em-out musicals. This was really old-school musical theatre at its best. Great lyrics, wonderful expression, and a delivery by a truly quality cast. Now, at this stage, I must also give effective thanks to the wonderful lighting by Derek Anderson. Now, as I say, the songs and the show is very well put together, the sort of swirling circle really showing us the circle of life and intertwining the main characters, giving us a kind of story by the way the songs are linked so well together. And much praise goes to producer Danielle Tarento and director Christopher Renshaw for devising, along with Leslie Bricus, such a well-conceived show. It's a world premiere and, to my mind, has proved world-class in its delivery. The cast are very professional, and they know exactly how to sing, dance and act. But, once again, we must give praise to Matthew Cole for the musical staging and Jane Muirty for assistant choreography. It was so naturally done, all the duets and the great company numbers were fantastic. The Pink Panther to Talk to the Animals looked really great and had so much humour as well. It was really spot on. Now, the band started up in the corner and we knew we were in for a treat. Michael England did a tremendous job as musical director, orchestration and vocal dance arrangement. In fact, some of the arrangements of the well-known songs, for example, Goldfinger and Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, were so fresh and there are many subtle differences, but it made for a very exciting interpretation of those well-known songs. That said, it wasn't changing for changing's sake, and the cast had very pure, strong, expressive and great voices. Nothing was contrived. in his eyes from the musical Jekyll and Hyde with Julie Atherton was just a breathtaking rendition. And Julie once again gave gorgeous expression to the song Can You Read My Mind from Superman. Now, as Lindsay Bricker has collaborated with so many composers, as well as stage shows, If I Ruled the World, Roar the Grease Paint, you get to hear songs from films like Two for the Road, Pink Panther, of course his collaborations with Henry Mancini, as well as John Barry collaborations on three Bond themes, and John Williams. Now, though the cast are merely known as Man, Woman, Girl, Boy and Joker, we get to know and care for their characters, as they're put into different settings according to the songs. We have the quirky, cutting lyrics expressed with great timing and wit by Siobhan McCarthy and Dave Willis, in particular in the song Hollywood Wives and Two-Timing Guy. This actually comes from a yet unperformed new musical, Sunday Dallas, which, if that song's anything to go by, is going to be another smash hit for Leslie Bricus. Just one example out of so many throughout the show of great duets and interplay between the actors and singers. Giles Torreira and Neil Sheehy were great fun in My Kind of Girl. Now, be it a solo or duet or an ensemble piece, there seems to be nothing that this cast cannot convey. And I was very much looking forward to seeing Dave Willis, the legendary leading man who I saw in one of the original productions of Les Miserables and as the Phantom in Phantom of the Opera. And I was absolutely delighted and thrilled to see that he's lost nothing of his star quality. He just lights up the stage. And in a time of so much manufactured musical voices, his was as pure and powerful as ever. And he just knows how to phrase a song, convey it to ultimate feeling, and act it. Now, he had me absolutely enraptured, and this is exactly the same for the supreme vocal ability and presence of Siobhan McCarthy. Having seen her as Mrs. Johnson in Blood Brothers, I couldn't wait to see her, and she was magnificent as ever. Now, alongside Julie Atherton, who was spellbinding, Giles Torreira was terrific in many scenes with so much charm, and the Pink Panther was just wonderful. And Nashi, he had a very pure, clear voice and delivered it very, very well indeed. Now, Christopher Renshaw did an absolutely incredible job of directing and pulling together an already stellar cast of professionals. Results? Sheer imagination and sheer perfection. Now, as I say, I could go on forever, but all I can do is urge you to go and see this show. It is a phenomenal cast, fantastic lyrics, wonderful live orchestra, and as Willy Wonka says, it defies explanation. You just feel it. It really is the golden ticket to a top-class production. And St James's Theatre near Westminster really lends itself so well to a lovely, warm space. It's very welcoming, very friendly staff, very cosy, intimate feel, with a good capacity space to allow a great number of many people to enjoy the show. It's also a lovely touch with lots of old Hollywood-style photography around the place. It's a beautiful venue, wonderful, great atmosphere. And it makes for a very inclusive experience. So I'd definitely say to go along to St James's as much as you can and support the theatre. And also make sure you see this show, because it's fantastic. And it all ends too soon on the 17th of October. Hopefully this world premiere will get another run soon, as it far excels anything running in theatre land at present. To book for your golden ticket, go to www.stjamesestheatre.co.uk. And that was Suzanne Hunter and the World of Arts and Entertainment review for Charlie for Pure Imagination, the songs of Leslie Bricus at the St James's Theatre.
Brooklyn's Radio. Loving Arts and Entertainment.